Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph begins with the Gemara before on Daf Chaf Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. As far as Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, for Kohen Gadol was Miyabim and Almana. Chad Omar Eina Peteres Sarasa, v'chad Omar Peteres Sarasa. There is a machlokes if a Kohen Gadol was Miyabim and Almana, does that even work to pater the Tzara of the Almana? The Gemara goes on to say that Ba'almana min anisuin. If let's say she would be an almana min anisuin, who is the author on the Kohen Gadol b'lava, say, koi alma loy pligi deloy patra. Everyone agrees that the yibam of a Kohen Gadol ba'almana min anisuin does not pater her tzara. Based on that we say, de'ena say de'icha loy sasei va'asei. Where is the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? The machlekes is by an almana min anisuin who is only a surah be'isar lav. Mandamer Peteris, Mandamer that says that Yibam patters her tzara is based on that we say Asi Asay Vidachi Asoy Sasay. Mandamer Eina Peteris is based on that we do not say Asi Asay Vidachi Loy Sasay Kivan De Efsher Bechalitza. And since one has the option of doing Chalitza, therefore we do not say Asay De Chaloy Sasay based on that Rish Lakish says that the only time we say Asay Dei Chaleis Asay is only if there is no other way to Mekayim the Asay without being Dei Chaleis Asay. Over here, that one has the option of Chalitza, for that reason we will not say Asay Dei Chaleis Asay, and therefore the Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana will not pater her tzara. Now to explain the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, if Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama paters her tzara or not, we find that the Marsha says the following Chiddush. That there is a Manza Omar that says that Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama does not pater her tzara. Based on that, we do not say Asay Dei Chaleis Asay is only as far as Ptur Tzara is concerned. As far as the Yevama herself, since the Yevama herself is only Chai Ve'Lavin, for that reason the Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama will be Kohena the Yevama herself, and she will not even need Chalitza. She will only need a get. The Masha bases his Chiddush on that since this Isha is only a Surah B'Isr Lav, any Isha that is only a Surah B'Isr Lav, the Halacha is Kiddushin Teifsin. And for that reason, since Kiddushin Teifsin, as far as the Yevama herself is concerned, the Bia will be Kaina the Yevama herself. That the Marsha says, that the Bia's Kohen Gadol B'Yevama, as far as the Yevama herself, is Kaina the Yevama, and she does not even need Chalitza, all she needs is a get, is the Shita of the Rambam and Perek Vav Mihochas Yibam V'Chalitza. The Rambam and Perek Vav Alochid Alf is Mashma, that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Ba'almana min anisuin koi alma le'pligi, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yochanan and their brother agree, is only as far as Ptur Tzara is concerned. Only as far as Ptur Tzara do we say that everyone agrees, by an almana kohen gadol min anisuin, since there is a lav ha'asei, the Bias kohen gadol ba'almana will not pater her tzara. But as far as the Isha herself, as far as the Yevama herself, the Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama will be Kohena the Yevama completely, and she will not even need Chalitza. Rashi, on the other hand, as Marsha's Madaik, argues and understands that even though the Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama is Kohena the Yevama, but that is only as far as saying that the Yevama now needs a get. But a get is not enough. She will need Chalitza as well. Now to understand that we said, that Bias Kohen Gadol B'Yevama is Kohena the Yevama, at least as far as that, and now the Yevama needs a get, as we mentioned in the previous share, we find two Mahalchim in the Achrinim. Reb Shimon in Simon Chaf Aleph explains as follows, that one has a kinyan yibum in the yavama. In this almana, the yabam, the kohen gadol who is miyabem, the almana has an actual kinyan yibum in the almana. That we say that Pias kohen gadol biyavama does not pater tzara is based on that even though the kohen gadol has a kinyan in the yavama, and the kinyan that he has is a kinyan yibum, but still, since there is no kiyum mitzvahs yibum with the bias yibum of the kohen gadol, since we do not say asei deicho es asei, for that reason the kinyan that the kohen gadol has in the almana is not a complete kinyan. Either according to Rashi, as far as that the yavama will still need chalitza, because the only way to mafkia zikas yibum completely is only with that he was mekayim his mitzvah sibum, or according to the Rambam, even though, as far as the Yavama herself is concerned, she will not even need chalitza, but as far as Ptur Tzara, the only way that Yibum paters a Tzara is only with that one was mekayim the mitzvah sibum with his Yibum. Only then do we see that his Yibum is complete. Over here that there is no kiyum mitzvah sibum, therefore there is something missing in his yibum, and for that reason his yibum will not pater her tzorah. That is how Reb Shimon explains the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. The Nigyontif, and so too is Mashma in the Marsha and Shar HaMelech, understands Rashi and the Rambam differently. They understand that we say that Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana is Kohena the Almana, is Kohena the Yavama, does not mean that one has an actual kinyan yibum in the yavama. To have an actual kinyan yibum, one needs the mitzvah yibum. And since over here there is no mitzvah yibum, for that reason there is no kinyan yibum in the almana. All one has is a regular kiddushin in the almana. And since all one has is a kiddushin, for that reason Rashi understands that the yavama will still need chalitza. Because since, again, there was no yibum carried out in the almana, for that reason the yavama will still need chalitza, even though she will need a get based on the fact that the kohen gadol was mekadesh the almana. The Shar HaMelech in Perek Vav, Mehilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, says as follows, that the Rashi and the Rambam understand that bias kohen gadol b'yavama as far as the yavama herself is concerned. That we say that the kohen gadol was kohen of the yavama, that is only if one understands that there is no iser eishes ach here whatsoever. As we find in the Mishnah HaMelech, that the Mishnah HaMelech in Parashas Drachim asks the following shaila: what is the halacha as far as chayvei lavan va'asei? If let's say the yavam was over, and he was boyel the yavama who is asura be'iser la'va'asei, do we say that the yavam was only over on an iser la'va'asei? Or do we say that since this isha does not have a din to be misyabemes, if he was avar u'ba'aleh, he's over an iser eshasach? The Shar HaMelech says that from Rashi and the Rambam one sees that there is no iser eshasach, and for that reason the halacha is that as far as the yavam herself we say that in ba'aleh kana, the bias kohen gadol b'yavama is kohen of the yavama. On the other hand, the Teisarash before Nafgimon and Sotsu and Teisus before Nafchasim and Aleph understand the chayvei lavin v'asei, an isha that is asura b'iser la'va'asei, has an iser eshasach as well. And if one was ba on an isha asura b'chayvei lavin v'asei, not only was he over on an Isser la'va'asei, but he was over on an Isser eshasach as well, based on that the chayvei lavin va'asei or einam misyabmos. Based on Tesis and the Teis HaRosh, Ochoa comes out that bias kohen gadol b'yavama will not be kohen the yavama herself. And so too we find in the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech is medayik in the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, before Nafchaf Min Aleph, that the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva argue on Rashi and the Rambam, and understand that in the Yavama herself there is no kinyan whatsoever, That is because the Ramban Rashban Ritva understands that there is an Isserei Shesach, and for that reason there is no Kinyan whatsoever. That we say, that based on the Isserei Shesach there is no Kinyan whatsoever, is only if one understands the Kinyan, that the Kinyan in the Yavama that we are referring to means Tfisas Kiddushin. As far as Tfisas Kiddushin is concerned, we say that if the Yavama is considered an Isha Hasura Be'eshesach, the Kiddushin cannot be Chal. Kiddushin can only be Chal V'chayvei Lavin. Kiddushin cannot be Chal V'chayvei Krisos. But if one was to understand that the Kinyan that we are referring to is not Tfisas Kiddushin, but rather, like Reb Shimon explains, that we are referring to an actual Kinyan Yibum without the mitzvah Yibum, then one can say that even according to the Tzad of the Mishnah Melech, as we see in Tesis and the Tesis Rosh, that there is an actual Eishes Ach by Yevama that is Asura be'Isser Lava Asei, still one can say that the Kohen Gadol will have an actual Kinyan Yibum in his Yevama. Because only as far as Tfisas Kiddushin is concerned do we say that the fact that she is an Eish HaSach is a reason that Kiddushin should not be Chal. On the other hand, as far as the Chalois Kinyan Yibum, the fact that she is an Eish HaSach does not make any difference whatsoever. And even though all other Arayas do not have Yibum, and if one was Miyabim all other Arayas, there is no Kinyan Yibum whatsoever, but that is only as far as other Arayas are concerned, which, as we said before in the previous Shira Baruch Ber and Berkas Shmuel Siman Beis and Siman Hey, explains that other Arayas are considered Arayas L'Yibum, are considered as if they are an Erva L'Yibum. On the other hand, Eish HaSach, which is not considered an Erva L'Yibum, for that reason, if the Kohen Gadol went B'Dieved and was Miyabem the Almana, the Kinyan Yibum will be Chal. And so too we find in Tesis before in Avchasim and Aleph, that Tesis explains that there is a difference between Ilanus, who is Peturam and Achalitim and Ayibom, and the regular Chavilavim Vasei, that the Aloch is Chavilavim Vasei, or Chol Tzeis V'loi Misyabmais. Tesis explains that there is a fundamental difference between Ilanus and Chavilavim Vasei. By Ilanus, we say that the Eishes Ach of Ilanus is a completely different Eishes Ach. And since the Eishes Ach of Ilanus is a completely different Eishes Ach, the Eishes Ach of Ilanus is considered an Erva L'Yibum. And for that reason, there is no Chalitza by Ilanus. On the other hand, by every Chayv Lavan Vasei, even though there is an Isra Eishes Ach, but since the Eish HaSach of Chayvi Lavin Vasei is the same Eish HaSach as every other Eish HaSach Sheinu Abonim, which has a din to be Neifelas al Yibum, which has a din to be Muteres al Yidei Yibum, for that reason we say that even though there is no Yibum, but still the Aloch is Choltzis. Based on Tesis, one can say that for that reason we find another difference between Ilanus and Chayvi Lavin Vasei. Ilanus, according to Rav Asi, an Ilanus patters her tzara. On the other hand, Chayv Lavin Vasei does not patter her tzara. The obvious kasha is, if one understands like the tzad of the Mishnah Melech, the Chayv Lavin Vasei is also considered an Eish HaSach, v'chaya Chayv Lavin Vasei should patter her tzara, just like Ilanus. Based on Tesis HaTeretz is Poshet, that again, there is a fundamental difference between the Eish HaSach of Ilanus and the Eish HaSach of Chayv Lavin Vasei. And the only way that there can be a Ptur Tzara is only if we see the Eish HaSach as an Eish HaSach, Sheyesh L'Abonim as an Eish HaSach, which is considered an Erva L'Yibum, just like all other Arayas. And that is only by Ilanus, who has a special Miut of Asher Teleid Prat L'Ilanus. That Asher Teleid tells me that this Eish HaSach is an exception to the regular Eish HaSach Sheinu L'Abonim. On the other hand, Chayv Lavin Vasei is a regular Eish HaSach. And even though there is an Isser Eish HaSach, based on the fact that there is no Mitzvah Sibum, still, such an Eish HaSach cannot pater her Tzora. Now getting back to Rashi and the Rambam, that there is a Kinyan Chal B'Yevama, which the Nigyontif and the Marsha explain is referring to a Kinyan Kiddushin, Again, the Shaar HaMelech proves from Rashi and the Rambam that from that we see that it is Chal HaTfisas Kiddushin, one sees that there is no Isrei Shesach. And from Rashi and the Rambam, the Shaar HaMelech brings a raya to the Mishnah HaMelech Shaila. That by Chai V'Lavim Vasei, there is no Isrei Shesach. Chira, one can say that even if Rashi and the Rambam understands that there is an Isrei Shesach, still the Kiddushin will be Chal. Based on that we find in the Gemara before in the Afgimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara says as far as the Isser Yibum on an Erva herself. The Gemara says Azhara Shemanu. We know that there is an Azhara to be Miyabim the Erva herself. Einesh Minayin. Who says that there is an Einesh? The Gemara goes on to bring a pasuk to prove that by an erva herself, if one was miyabim an erva herself, there is an einish. From the Gemara, one sees that without a special pasuk to teach us that there is an einish of being miyabim an erva herself, I would have said that there is no einish. And even though there is no mitzvah sibum, still one will not be chayiv kores for the fact that he was miyabim an isha that is asura be'isrei shesach. From the Gemara, one sees that if one has an Eishes Ach She'in L'Abonim, even though the Eishes Ach She'in L'Abonim does not have a mitzvah sibum, that does not necessarily mean that there is a Chiyuv Kores on such an Eishes Ach. And even though, as far as an Erva herself is concerned, the Gemara learns out that there is an Einish, but as far as Chavi Lavin Vasei, one can say the Chavi Lavin Vasei remain with an Azhara without an Einesh. And since this Isha, that is Asura B'Isra Lav Vasei, is a regular Ishasach Shein Labanim, all one has is an Azhara without an Einesh. And for that reason, Rashi and the Rambam understand that Kedushin will be Teifis. The only way that Kedushin will not be Teifis is only if one has an actual Chiv Koris. In Isra Ishasach will not be enough to stop a Chalois Kiddushin. That is how one can explain Rashi and the Rambam, even if one says that Rashi and the Rambam understands that there is an actual Isrei Shesach. Now, one has to know, how can the Nigyontef and Marsha explain that Rashi understands that there is a Kinyan in the Yivama herself is referring to a Kinyan of Tfisas Kiddushin, we find in Rashi and Afman Beis Amen Aleph. The Rashi explains that if one gave a Yivama Kesef a Shava Kesef and he told her, Hiskad Shili, the Kiddushin are not Chal Menatira based on that Ein Kiddushin Tevsim Be'esh Asach. Va'atira lo yitirasa loy loy asais ki isha nachris ela keseder ha-mitzvah ubiyahu de kasva barachmona. From Rashi one sees that even if one has an actual Yivama who is Nefelas Yibum, still, if one went and gave the Isha Kesef Ashtar Beteras Kiddushin, the Kiddushin will not be Chal based on that the Yivama is considered an Eshesach. And the whole heter of this Yivama is only to do Keseder HaMitzvah, which is B'as Yibum. If so, how can the Nigyontef and Maharsha explain Rashi? The Rashi is referring to Tfisas Kiddushin. According to Rashi, even by a regular Yavama, one cannot have a Tfisas Kiddushin based on the fact that even a regular Yavama is considered an Eshesach. To answer the Nigyontef and the Maharsha, one has to say as follows. That the Rashi understands that a regular Yavama is considered an Eshesach is only as far as Kesef Ushtar is concerned. Only as far as being Mekadesh or Bekesef Ushtar do we say that we consider a regular Yavama as an Eshesach as far as Kesef or Shtar. On the other hand, as far as Bia, even if the Bia is not a Bia Sibum, even if the Bia is only a Bia Kedushin, still we will say that as far as Bia is concerned, the Torah was matter this Isha, was matter this Yavama, as far as Bia is concerned. And therefore, even a Bia's Kiddushin would be enough to enable a chalois tfisas kiddushin. Now, one has to understand the Rambam. How can the Maharsha explain that based on that there is tfisas kiddushin, that itself is enough of a reason that we should not need chalitza? One has to understand, how can tfisas kiddushin take away the zikas ibum that we should no longer need chalitza? To explain the Maharsha, l'chira, one can say based on that we find in the Imre Moshe and Semen Hei Oistalad B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Imre Moshe brings down the following Yisoid B'Shem Reb Chaim, that any time Kiddushin is Chal, automatically the Zika Sibam is Paka. Based on that the Iker Mitzvah Sibam is the Kinyan Alidei Yibam. And if one has a Kinyan already Alidei Kiddushin, one can no longer have a kinyan alidei yibam. And for that reason, the zikas yibam will be paka. As B'chaim says, one sees in the Gemara later on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Alisa maimer b'yavimtei parcha mimena zikas yivamin v'chal alea zikas erisin. In other words, one sees that with maimer itself, if maimer is kina, the Maimer itself will be Mafkia Zikas Yevamim based on the fact that it was Chal Alea Zikas Erisin. And for that reason, the Maharsha understands that if the Kiddushin will be Chal, the fact that the Kiddushin is Chal is itself enough of a reason that one should no longer need Chalitza based on the fact that one no longer has a Zikas Yibam. That is how one can explain the Maharsha. And so to explain the Rambam, that with Kiddushin itself, one will no longer need Chalitza on the Yevama herself. Let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara asks from that we learned in a Braisa and Baal Ukanu. The Gemara says that from there one sees that Bias Kain Gadol Ba'almanas Peitere Sariasa. The Gemara asks, "Leimat havinami tiyufta derishlokesh." Uchira that price of imbal ukanu should be a tiyufta derishlokesh that says, "Heicha de'avshol akayim shneim." We do not say asay deichalei sasei. Uchira over here we see that one says asay deichalei sasei even where it is avshol akayim shneim alidei chalitza. One does not have to yibum. One can do chalitza instead. So the Gemara answers, "No, amelach rishlokesh ki amina ana." Heicha de mekayim mitzvah. Rishakish says, where do I say that there is a halacha called Efshar Kayim Shneim only Heicha de mekayim mitzvah? Avohacha chalitza b'mokem yibum lav mitzvahi. And therefore it is not considered Efshar Kayim Shneim just because he has the option of doing chalitza. Now to explain that our Gemara says Chalitza b'mokam yibam lav mitzvah, we find that the Meiri explains as follows. That the reason why it is not considered Efshar Kayim Shneim, even though he has the option of doing Chalitza, is based on the fact that Chalitza is a mitzvah cheresi. That Chalitza is a separate mitzvah. And since Chalitza is not taking the place of yibam, therefore, as far as Yibam is concerned, it is not considered Efshar Kayim Shneim. Because even if he will do Chalitza, he still will not have a Kiyum Mitzvah Yibam. The Meiri's Pshat is based on that the Meiri understands like the Rambam, that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a Mitzvah Yibam and a separate mitzvah called a Mitzvah Chalitza. But the Mitzvah of Chalitza is not taking the place of Yibam. On the other hand, according to the Rishonim that argue in the Rambam and understand that there is one mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza, one has to know, is that our Gemara says that it is not called Efshar Kayim Shneim. Is it because Yibam has Kedima to Chalitza? And since if one has a choice to do Yibam or Chalitza, he has to do Yibam instead of doing Chalitza for that reason, it is not called Efshar Kayim Shneim. Because again, Yibam takes precedence to Chalitza, is that the pshat? Or do we say no? The fact that Yibam takes precedence to Chalitza would not be enough for us to say that Chalitza is not considered a Efshar Kayim Shneim. But rather, that we say Chalitza b'mokom Yibam will have mitzvah, he means to say that his whole mitzvah is Yibam. The only mitzvah is Yibam. Just the halacha is that if one is not miyabim, then it is mutl on him to do chalitza. But the mitzvah that he is mechuyev in is mitzvahs yibum. And for that reason, just because he has the option of doing chalitza, it will not be considered efshel lekayim shneim. So we find that Rabbi Aaron Cohen and Miruim to the Ritzvah Simen Yoda Yisvav brings down the following machlekes harishonim. The Rishonim say that we find that we are not chayshesh v'misa is only if there is no other option. If there is another option, then we are chayshesh v'misa. The Rishonim argue, if that one has an option of chalitza, is that enough for us to say that therefore we should be chayshesh v'misa and one should not do yibum based on that if one does yibum and then his ach will be mace, it will come out a bit on mitzvahs yivamin, and he should only do chalitza? Or do we say no, like the Ritva says, that since chalitza b'mokum yibum lav kumhu, we have no choice but to do yibum and not be chayshesh v'misa? Because again, if there is no other option, then we are not chayshesh v'misa. The Baron Cohen explains that the Rishonim are arguing in the previous Shaila, the Rashba and Ramban, that understands that since there is an option of chalitza, for that reason we are chayshesh v'misa, and we do not let him do yibum, is based on that the Ramban and Rashba understands that our Gemara says chalitza b'mokam yibum lav kumhu just means to say that yibum takes precedence to chalitza. And for that reason, it is not called Efshel Kayim Shneim. But as far as being Cheshesh or Misa, since one has the option of doing Chalitza, one is Mechuyiv to be Cheshesh or Misa, and therefore we do not let him do Yibum, and we say do Chalitza instead. On the other hand, the Ritva that argues on the Ramban and Rashba, and says that Chalitza is not an option, is based on that the Ritva understands that b'mokam yibum there is no mitzvahs chalitza whatsoever. And since there is no mitzvahs chalitza whatsoever, for that reason, we say not to be chayshesh v'misa and to allow him to do yibum. That is how Rabbi Aaron Cohen explains the machlekes harishonim. From our Gemara, one sees that if one has the opportunity not to be mevatel the lav and still be mekayim the asay, the halacha will be in ba'alu leikonu. Chira, one can ask from that we see on the Gemara before an avchafam abeis that the Gemara says iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha ba'alel oichol atzla nifter atzarasa. The obvious kasha is, if one has the option of being miyabim the tzara, which does not involve a dechias leisasei, how can one go and be miyabim the iser mitzvah and iser kedusha herself? We should say that since it is efshel lekayim shneim, we do not say asei deichalei sasei. And since we do not say asei deichalei sasei, where it is possible to be mekayim both asei and the lei sasei, if one was born the iser kedusha, that yibum shenapi chal. Just like we see in Argamar, that wherever it is efshel lekayim shneim, that we do not say asei deichalei sasei, the be'ilah is not kaina lifter tzarasa. So how can the Braisa say ba'alel oichol atzla nifter tzarasa? This is the kasha that the Karen Ura asks before on the Gemara Navcha from a base. Well, chira, to answer the Karen Ura's kasha, one has to say as follows, that by two yevames it is not considered efshel lekayim shneim because there is a separate mitzvah yibum in each yevama by yourself. And even though the halacha is that if one was miyabim one of the yivamas, he does not have to miyabim the other yivama, that does not mean to say that there is only one mitzvah yibum as far as both yivamas are concerned. But rather, there is a separate mitzvah yibum to each yivama. And for that reason, we do not say that it is considered efshel lekayim shneim based on the fact that he can mekayim his mitzvah yibum in the tzara. Because being mekayim the mitzvah yibum in the tzara will not be considered a kiyum mitzvah yibum in the isha that is aser be'iser kedusha herself. And for that reason, we will say, Asay de chalei sasay, and he will be allowed to be meyabim the isha who has an iser kedusha herself. That is a chira, how one can answer the kasha of the Karanaya. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings down a breisa tanura bonan mahim shniyais, and the breisa lists those that are aser be'iser shniyais. The breisa goes on to say, umutzer adam be'eshes chamiv, a person is allowed to marry eshes chamiv. Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, eshes chamiv is asura mishum maris ayin. On that, the Yerushalmi asks, umtimer terahi. Ochira, the iser eshes chamiv is an iser deraisa. Yerushalmi says, it cannot be an iser deraisa. Hadavid nasa ritzpa basaya. From the fact that we find that David HaMelech married Ritzpa Basaya, one sees that there is no Iser Eishes Chamev Minatira. To explain the Havamin of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi had it sad that the Iser of Eishes Chamev is an Iser Dereisa, we find that the Yamsha Shlima explains that the Havamin of the Yerushalmi is based on the Pasuk of Oror Shrichev Imchesantai. And the Yerushalmi had a Havamina that an Oror Sheichev Imchesantai is referring to Eishes Chamiv. That was the Havamina of the Yerushalmi. Rameir Simcha Nor Sameach and Ochasishas Parakalf HaLachavav explains Yerushalmi differently. Rameir Simcha explains that the Yerushalmi never had a Havamina that the Iser of Eishes Chamiv is an Iser Dereisa, but rather the Yerushalmi means to say as follows. Im Toymar Toyra Hili Sura means to say that the Iser Eishes Chamiv is Aser be Iser Shniyais. That was the kasha of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asked that L'chira, the Iser Eishes Chamiv, is included in the regular Iser of Shniyais. And as Rameir Simcha goes on to say that had the Iser Eishes Chamiv been included in the regular Iser of Iser Shniyais, then David HaMelech would not have had a heter to marry Ritzpa Basaya, based on the fact that the Iser Shniyais is a Siyog Udvar Torah. And since Shniyais is a Siyog Udvar Torah, therefore, they are considered more chomer than Dinei Torah themselves. On the other hand, if the Iser of Eishes Chamiv is only Mishum Maris Ayin, for that reason there was a heter for David HaMelech to marry Ritzpa Basaya, based on that, as Rameir Simcha explains, that there is a cheshbon mishemiguna. If David HaMelech would not marry Ritzpa Basaya, then Ritzpa Basaya would not be allowed to get married to anyone else. Based on that, that the almona of a melech is also for anyone else besides for another melech. And therefore, mishemiguna, we are matzer the iser of Marasayin. But that is only as far as iser Marasayin is concerned. As far as the Iser Shniyais, Mishumiguna itself would not be enough to matter an Iser which is Mishum Siyog. Another way with which one can explain the Yerushalmi, Al Pidarkai Shelar Meir Simcha, is based on that as we said in the previous year B'Shem the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe explains that any Isha that is Asura be'Iser Shniyais, the halacha is that Ein Kiddushin Toivsin Midrabbanan. In other words, Rabbanan said that Shniyais are considered like an actual erva. And as Reb Nochum explains, even according to the Beis Yosef, who argues on the Darkei Moshe, and understands that Kiddushin are Toivsin in Shniyais, that is only because the Beis Yosef understands that in order for Kiddushin not to be Toivsin, it is not enough that the Isha is considered an Erva. But one needs to have an actual Chiyuv Kares. And as long as there is no actual Chiyuv Kares, even if the Isha is considered an Erva, Kiddushin will be Teifsin. And therefore, even if Shniyais are considered an Erva Madrabanan, still Kiddushin will be Teifsin, because again, there is no Chiyuv Kares. With that, Reb Nochum says one can explain that we find in the Me'iri later on in Daf Kuf Ches, that the Meiri brings down b'shem the Likutei HaGaonim, that the Likutei HaGaonim have a tzad that the tzora v'shniyas chayletzes v'loimis yabemes. Reb Nochum explains that the Goinim's Safek was only as far as Shnias is concerned, based on that, the Midrabanon of Shnia is considered like an Erva, and therefore Shnia has all the dinim of an Erva, which is that her Tzara is not Mesiabemes. Based on that, one can explain the Yerushalmi's Kasha as follows. That the Yerushalmi asks, V'mtemer Teira Hili Yisura, the Yerushalmi understands that the Iser of Eishas Chamiv, again like Rami Simcha explains, is included in Shniyais. And since Shniyais themselves are considered an Erva, for that reason, they are considered as if they will be an Iser Daraisa. Because again, Rabbanon considered Shniyais as if they are an actual Erva. And for that reason, there will be no Heter for David HaMelech to be Noisei Ritzpa Basaya. Because Midra Rabbanon, Eishes Chomiv is considered an Erva, and Kiddushin are not Chal Midra Rabbanon. For that reason, the Yerushalmi proves from David HaMelech that Eishes Chomiv is not Aser Be'iser Erva, is not Aser Be'iser Shniyais, but rather it is only Aser Mishum Maris Ayin. And since it is only Aser Be'iser Maris Ayin, for that reason David HaMelech had a Hetzer to marry Ritzpa Basaya based on that, as Amir Simcha explains, Mishum Iguna. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Tosfos al pi derech of Rameir Simcha. But now one has to understand, if so, what was Tosfos' kasha from our Gemara on the Yerushalmi? Where did Tosfos see in our Gemara that there is no Iser Mishum Arsayin? All Chayo one sees in our Gemara is that Eishes Chomiv is not included in Shniyais and is not considered an Erva like all other Shniyais. So he finds that Rabbi Kivegar Madura Tinyona Tshuva Samaches explains that Tosfos' Iker Raya was not from that Eishes Chomiv is not included in Shniyais. That itself will not be a Raya. Because again, from that all one would see is that Eishes Chomiv is not an Erva like all other Shniyais. Tosfos' Iker Kasha was from that it says Umoter Beishes Chomiv, that there is an actual Heter Beishes Chomiv. From that, Tosfos asks, that Al-Khirif Margamara one sees now like the Yerushalmi, that there is an Iser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. Now let's go on to the next sugya. In the Gemara on Amud Beis one sees, as Tosfos Pedi Ramas Chayasru Kalas Bitei El Mishum Kalas Bnei explains, that as far as Shniyais is concerned, there were two separate gzeiras. First of all, the gzeira of Shniyais that are mentioned in the Braisa on Amud Aleph, and then later, B'deiris HaAchreinim, there was another gzeira of Shniyais, which as the Gemara explains, Amri B'marava Kol Shebenekeva Erva B'Zachar Gazru Alishtei. Anyone who is considered an Erva B'Nekeva, by a Zachar, they were Gezer Al Eishes HaZachar, that the Eishes HaZachar should also be Asura. Tosfos explains that we said, Amri B'marava Kol Shebenekeva Erva B'Zachar Gazru Alishtei, is not only a Simen, but rather that is the reason behind the Iser. The reason behind the Iser is based on that since B'Nekeva, she is considered an Erva, therefore B'Zachar Gazru Alishtei. Tosfos goes on to say that the Gemara explains, that the Iser of Kalas Bitei is only a Gzeira Mishum Kalas B'Nai, and the Gemara did not say that the Iser of Kalas Bitei is based on that Kosh B'Nekeva Erva B'Zachar Gazru Alishtei is because the Gzeira B'Ma'arava came B'Deiris HaAchreinim. At the time of the Braisa, we did not yet have that Gezeira. And therefore, at the time of the Braisa, the only Iser of Kalas Bitei is a Gezeira Otu Kalas Benoi. Now, to explain the Gezeira of Ma'arava, that Kol Shebenekeva Erva B'Zachar Gazra Lishtei, we find that Rameir Simchon Perek Aleph Milchas Ishas HaChavav explains as follows. That the Iser is based on that we say, Isha Kabaila. And whatever the kurva of the Baal is, that is the kurva of the Isha as well. And for that reason we say that Kol Shebenekeva Erva B'Zachar Gazra Alishtei, because we look at the Isha of the Zachar as if she is the same kurv as the Zachar himself. Rameir Simcha goes on to say that based on this explanation in the Gzeira of Ma'arava, One can answer Tesis's kasha as follows. Again, Tesis asks, why did the Gemara find it necessary to explain the Isser of Kalas Bitei? Is it Xeru Mishum Kalas Panoi? Why did the Gemara say that the Isser of Kalas Bitei is based on that Kol Shebin Akeva Erva Bezachar Gazra Alishtei? And therefore, Kalas Bitei should be Asura, just like Bas Bitei is Asura. Rameir Simcha answers by saying that as far as the Isser of Kalasi is concerned, we find that the Isser of Kalasi is different than all other Yisurim that come about through Nisuin. For example, Eishes Ha'ach and Eishes Achia Av, over there the Isser is based on that we say Isha Kebaila. On the other hand, as far as the Isser Dereisa of Kalasi is concerned, that Kalasi is Asura Medereisa is not because we consider Kalasi Kebitzai. As Rameir Simcha says that from that we see that Bitei is Besreifa and Kalasai is Beskiwa, which is a more Chomer Dekainesh, from there we see that the Isser of Kalasai is not because the Torah considered Kalasai Kebitei based on that Isha is Kabaila, but rather there is a new Isser called Kalasai. And therefore, for that reason, the Gemara cannot have explained the Isser of Kalas Bitei based on the Gzeira of Ma'arava, because again, the Gzeira of Ma'arava is based on that we say Isha Kabaila, which is only as far as the Isuri Dereisa that the Torah considers Isha Kabaila. As far as Kalasi, that the Torah does not consider Isha Kabaila, for that reason, the only Isser of Kalas Bitei can only be Mishum Kalas Benai, even after the Gzeira of Ma'arava. That is how Rameir Simcha answers the Kasha of Tesis. In the Sefer Birkas Ish, we find that the Birkas Ish explains that Rameir Simcha's Yisoid is really Mefurish in the Pesukim themselves. For example, by Eishas Av, the Torah explains that the Isser of Eishas Av is based on that she is considered Ervas Avichahu. So too by Eishas Achia Av, the Torah says Ervas Achi Avicha. And by Eishes Ach, the Torah says Ervas Achichahu. On the other hand, by Kalasai, the Torah says Ervas Kalascha Leisegala Eishes Binchahu Leisegala Ervasa. And the Torah does not end off by saying that Kalasai is considered Ervas Benoi, but rather the Torah says Kalascha, and the Torah refers to her as Eishes Bincha. The Birkas Ish explains, based on Rameir Simcha, that there is a fundamental difference between all other arayas that come about through Nisuin and the Erva of Kalasai. All other arayas are based on that we say Isha Kebaila, and we consider her the same Kurva as her Baal. And for that reason, by all other arayas, the Torah says that the reason why she is an Erva is based on the Erva of the Kurva themselves. On the other hand, by Kalasai, the Isser of Kalasai is not based on that we say Isha Kabaila, but rather the Torah was Mechadish a new Erva of Kalascha ve'Ishas Bincha. And for that reason, the Torah does not refer to Kalasai as Ervas Bincha. Now, let us go to the previous Gemara. The Gemara brings down the following Shailoi Boilu, Eishas Achiha Eimena Eim Mahu. What is the halacha of Eishas Achia Eim and Aim? Maybe Rabbanon were only Gezer only where there is a Tzad Ha'av. For example, Eishas Achia Av Min Aim, or Eishas Achia Eim and Aav. But where there is no Tzad Av, maybe Rabbanon were not Gezer. Rav Safra says, He Gufa Gzera, V'anan Nekom V'Nigzar Gzera L'Gzera. The whole Isser of Eishas Achia Eim and Aav is only a Gzera, and we should be gezer gzeira gzeira. Amar Rava, Rava told Rav Chista, Atu kulu lav gzeira gzeira ninu, ima yerva, eim ima yishniya, v'gazer al eim aviv mishum eim ima. V'taim amai, why is there no problem of gzeira gzeira? Kulu debei ima rabasi karule. Now to explain that the Gemara says, kulu debei ima rabasi karule, and because of that it is not considered a gzeira gzeira, one can explain in one of two ways. Either one can explain that the reason why it is not considered a gzeira gzeira is based on that since kul debei ima rabasi karulei, therefore it is considered kulei chada gezeira ninu, because eim aviv is also imar abasi karulei. Is that the pshat? Or one can explain our Gemara differently, that our Gemara says kulu debe imar abasi karulei means to say as follows, that the iser that Rabbanon were mechadesh when Rabbanon said the iser shniyais, is that just like there is an iser of a kurva of imai, just like one is aser in imai based on the fact that he is karav l'imai, Rabbanon went and said that so too one is aser be'em imai, based on the fact that the kurva of aim imai is also aser, even though that kurva is not the same kurva as imai itself, and for that reason aim imai is not asura min atzera, still Rabbanon said such a kurva is also enough to be aser medir Rabbanon. And therefore both Eim Imai and Eim Aviv are Asuras Madrabanan, because they both have the same Kurva. And for that reason, it is not considered a Gzeiro L'Gzeiro, because when Rabbanon went and said that Eim Imai is Asura, Rabbanon went and said that such a Kurva is Asura Madrabanan. And anyone who is included in such a Kurva is also Asura Madrabanan. With this, let's go back the Dia Koshenes HaPsokim that we said before B'Shem the Birkas Ish. The Birkas Ish was Medayek that by all other Arayas to Nisuin, the Torah says that the reason why she is Asura because she is considered the Erva of your Kariv. On the other hand, by Kalasei, the Torah says the reason why Kalasei is Asura is because she is considered Kalaschahi. Well, one can explain the Dia Koshen HaPsokim as follows, that there's a fundamental difference between all other Arayas to Nisuin and that Kalase is Asura. That all other Arayas to Nisuin are Asurais is not because they are considered your relative, but rather they are Asuras because they are the Karev of your relative. But they themselves are not considered your Karev. And for that reason, the Torah says all other Arayas are Asuras is because they are the Arayas, they are the Erva of your Karev. On the other hand, by Kalase, the Torah says the reason why Kalase is Asura is based on that Kalase herself is considered your relative. That is why Kalase is Asura, not because she is the relative of your Ben, but rather the Kalase herself is considered your relative. And that is why the Torah says that Kalase is Asura, because Kalaschahi. Based on that, one can answer the following Kasha of Rameir Simcha. Rameir Simcha asks, why didn't Rava bring a raya that there is no problem by Shnias of Gzeira L'Gzeira from that Kalaspita is Asura? That Kalaspita is Asura is a Chaya Gzeira L'Gzeira, it's a Gzeira Otu Kalaspanoi. Based on that we said before, one can answer Rameir Simcha's kash as follows, that Rava could not have brought a raya from Kalaspita. That Kalaspita is Asura has nothing to do with Gzeira L'Gzeira. Based on that, then when Rabbanon went and said that Kalas B'nai is Asura, Rabbanon went and said that the fact that Kalas B'nai is also one's relative is also enough of a reason to be an Asur Madrabanon. And for that reason, both Kalas B'nai is Asura and Kalas Bita is Asura as well, based on the fact that Kalas Bita is also considered one's relative. But that is only as far as Kalasi is concerned, that min haTorah one's kalasai is considered one's relative. On the other hand, as far as all other arayas are concerned, all other arayas through nisuin min haTorah are not considered one's relative, and for that reason, they should be considered a gzeira l'gzeira. That is why Rava could not bring raya from kalasai and had to bring other arayas. Now let's go a step further. In our Gemara, we find that even after the gzeira of Ma'arava, the kol shebin akeva erva bezachar gazra lishtai, that is only if bechad kedushin mikrovla. But let's say one needs trei kedushin, then there is no gzeira of Ma'arava, the kol shebin akeva erva bezachar gazra lishtai. To explain the difference, if all that is necessary is one kedushin, that then Rabbanon were gezer in Isser. On the other hand, if what is necessary is two kiddushins, then Rabbanon were not gezer. Rameir Simcha explains, based on that the whole gzeira of shniyais is a mishmeres u'mishmarti. And since the whole gzeira of shniyais is a mishmeres u'mishmarti, Therefore, the only time there is an Isser of Mishmeres or Mishmarati of Shnias is only if we find a similar Isser in the Torah. And since in the Torah we do not find an Isser Erva Dereisa through two Kedushins, for that reason, even as far as Shnias are concerned, since Shnias is a Mishmeres or Mishmarati, there is no Isser Shnias, where the Isser Shnias can only come about through two Kedushins. That is how Meir Simcha explains our Gemara. Based on that we said before, one can explain our Gemara as follows. That there is an Isser Shnias is only if the Shnias are related. Only if there is some relation. And even if the relation is not as close as the relation that the Torah is referring to, still Rabbanon went and Aser Shnias. On the other hand, Alidei Trei Kiddushin is not considered a relation at all. And since it is not considered a relation at all, therefore Rabbanon did not say the Isser of Shnias. Only one who is considered a relative has an Isser Shnias. By Imei we find that not only is Eim Imei Asura, but the Halacha is Ein Lahefsek Afilu Eim Imei Ad Maila Maila Asura. Now what is Halacha as far as Eim Avi Aviv is concerned? Do we say Eim Avi Aviv is also Ein Lahefsek? And aim Avi Aviv is also Asura, or no? Only the aim of Avi Aviv is Asura. As the Achreinim say, we find that this is a tremendous machlokes harishenim between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Melchus Ishus, understands that only aim Avi Aviv is Asura. Aim Avi Aviv is not Asura. Rashi, on the other hand, with the Rambam Maschel, Dala Noshim, understands that even the aim of the Aviv is Ein Lahefsek, and aim of the Aviv will also be Asura. The Bach, and that's how Moigim and Hocheshnias him and Aleph Sivkatan Bey says, like Rashi, so too, aim of the Ema is also Ein Lahefsek, and aim of the Ema will also be Asura. And so too we find in the Chinuch and Mitzvah of Tzadi, that the Chinuch brings down Yesha Pershu the Gam, aim of the Ema. I aim avi aviv asuris la'ilam. And the halacha is ein lahefsek, and they are aser no matter how far back one goes. Clearly, the basis of the machlokes is that the Rishonim are arguing as how to understand that aim ima is ein lahefsek. Do we say that aim ima is ein lahefsek is a gzeira? Since by aim ima we find an erva deraisa, therefore a bonon were gezer. Throughout all the Dereis, no matter how far back, aim imai is Asura. Or do we say no? That aim imai is Ein Lahefsek is based on that the Rabbanon said that since ima rabsi karulei, and there is a gzeira to erva Dereis, therefore we assert anyone who is considered one's aim. And no matter how far back, since ima rabsi karulei, we assert based on a gzeira to erva Dereis. And therefore, anyone who is included in Ima Rapsa is also included in the Isser. And therefore, Aim of the Aviv and Aim of the Ime will also be Ein Lahefsek. That is okay, the basis of the Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam understands that they said Aim Ime is Ein Lahefsek is only a Gezerah. Rabbanon said a Gezerah, Rabbanon were Gezer, Otu Erver, the Reisa of Ime. Rashi, on the other hand, argues. And Rashi understands when Rabbanon went and said Eimima Yein Lahefsek, Rabbanon went and answered Ima Rapsi. And anyone that is included in Ima Rapsi is Asura Be'iser Shnias. And for that reason, Aim Avi Aviv and Aim Avi Ima is also Yein Lahefsek. The Rambam on the other hand understands that Eimima Yein Lahefsek is only a Gzeira Atu Erver Dereisa. But not based on that ima rabsi karule. That is the basis of the machlokes as well between Rav and Zeiri. As far as Eishas avi imai, does Eishas avi imai have a hefsek or not? Zeiri understands that Eishas avi imai has a hefsek, and only Eishas avi imai is asura, and no further back than Eishas avi imai. Rav, on the other hand, argues, and Rav says, since Michlfa Le Be'eshas Avi Aviv, therefore, Eishas Avi Ima is also Ein Lahefsek. Well, Chayr, the Machlokes is based on that we say Eishas Avi Aviv is Ein Lahefsek. Is that because Rabbanan said that since the Be'aba Rabba Koru Le, therefore, Eishas avi aviv zeinu hafsik. And for that reason, Eishas avi imei will also be einu hafsik, or no. Or do we say that the Rabbanan said Eishas avi aviv zeinu hafsik is only because we are gezer atu erver d'arayisa v'eishas aviv. And therefore only Eishas avi aviv zeinu hafsik. Eishas avi imei will be yeshua hafsik.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.